Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. My goodness, yes.
Yeah. Oh. And this is kind of a fun, special Friday.
Uh-huh.
In addition to the podcast, you and I are going to see each other later on this evening at Green Gables for their ghost walk, which is kind of fun. We both have different roles to play. I want to make sure that I give everybody an opportunity to answer today's trivia question.
Okay.
And the question is, what is Robert Van Winkle best known for? And all of these questions, all of the hints are on our website at beunique.org, but I'll give them to you right now. His first single became the first rap song to top the Billboard Hot 100 and accelerated the genre's crossover into the American mainstream. He's from Dallas, Texas. He's the first white solo rapper to become a pop star, and at 23, he was briefly the biggest rapper in the world. At 23 years old, I was giving birth to my first child. That's about it. That's as big a rap as I had. Hint number three, he was born on Halloween, so his birthday's coming up. Boop, boop, boop. In 1967, so he's not that old. He's he's closer to your age than he is mine.
Yeah.
He was most likely born in Dallas, although the first chapter from his memoir claims he entered the world in a Miami suburb. And we had a discussion about there's a difference between where you were physically born and where you entered the world, where you came into being who you are. I get that. Yesterday's hint was he used his fortunes from rapping to propel his real estate flipping into a reality show. And my husband loves that show. Loves that show. Now, here's today's hint.
Okay.
He had a near-death experience after being stabbed 5 times, and he lost 4 pints of blood.
Wow.
Did that bring you any closer to knowing who he is?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I think I didn't change my mind on my guess.
Okay. Well, at the end of the show, we will give the answer away. And I'm going to tell everybody, let me double check. I have to check our email this morning. Oh, where are you? Email? You're hiding from me. Nobody but Leslie Hoffman has participated in our show. Nobody has interacted with us. So if anybody will interact with us before the end of the day, before the end of 15 minutes, they get an opportunity to compete with Leslie for a gift. Otherwise, she's a shoo-in.
But
I love it. We have one person. That's one person. So today we're talking about bucket lists.
Bucket lists.
I want to ask you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a bucket list before the movie came out?
You know what? I'm gonna say I'm betting there's a movie called Bucket List.
There is.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that until just now, but
Oh, really?
Yeah, I.
So do you have a bucket list?
I do. You know, I understand the concept, and I think I always had stuff I had in my life, and I will say that there was a point in my life that I had nothing in my bucket list, nothing. I had reached the end of it. I wadded it up and threw it away, and I had a piece of paper and a pencil out in front of me, and there was nothing coming.
Well, I don't remember. Let me look it up, because I am right here at my computer. The Bucket List was a movie with Morgan Freeman and
it's already good there.
Yeah. I forget who the other guy was. I'm so sorry. Oh, Jack Nicholson. I should know that.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. And this was put out in 2007. Now, there were two older men,
mm-hmm.
and they had both been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Uh-huh.
And they were in a hospital or hospice. I don't recall exactly. I watched the movie once. It stuck with me, but I know, it was directed and produced by Rob Reiner. So that'll tell you a little bit more about it. I'll tell you this much. At the box office, it made $175.4 million.
Wow.
But the bucket list... apparently, it was the story of the movie is inspired by an article which Teos de Oscar saw somewhere in 2013. That doesn't make sense because it was supposedly released in 2007.
That's,
so right there, that answer is wrong. I'll just go from memory rather than trying to rely on falsified internet information. They were diagnosed with cancer. They were going to die. And Jack Nicholson's character was doom and gloom. I'm giving up. He was very, very, he was a wealthy man. He had no heirs. He was just an old man. He was going to, you know, at the end of my life, I'm going to lose all my money and blah, 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 blah. And Jack Nicholson was broke. He had nothing, but he always had a smile on his face. So one day the two of them were talking. I guess they shared a room. I don't know why, because people very seldom share hospital rooms anymore. But they were sharing a room, and Nicholson's character asked Morgan Freeman's character, "Why are you always so damn happy? You know, you're going to die." He said, "Yeah, so." And so they started talking, and Morgan Freeman, he basically had my philosophy. I can't really die yet because I have a lot that I need to do in my life. So there's just no way that I can do that. So I have to text Jennifer real quick. You'll have to excuse me one second. She doesn't notice the time. Morgan Freeman was just a happy-go-lucky person. He said, "I can't die. I have too many things on my bucket list." So Nicholson's character said, "What is a bucket list?" He said, "You know, it's a list of things I want to do before I kick the bucket." So my question was answered by you because you didn't even know about the movie. So, did you call it a bucket list, Gene?
You know what? I really didn't, because I kind of picked up on it because I heard everybody talking about it, and they probably all were saying it because they all saw the movie.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know what kicking the bucket is, really? I bet a lot of people don't know that it's not the bucket you're carrying water in. I had somebody say that they thought it was like where you stand on a bucket when you're going to hang yourself and you kick it out. Well, that doesn't, you know, okay. But really, a bucket is it's a device on like a wagon, horse and wagon carriage rig. And it's like a cross piece that helps hold the reins. Well, on the farm, they'd hang it up, the bucket up, and hang the hogs on it that they were getting ready to butcher, and the hogs would always kick the bucket. Is the story I got for the meaning of that. That it kind of changed it a little bit for me.
Well, I don't know all the history, but if I'm not mistaken, the great Chicago fire of the 19th century was started by a cow who kicked a bucket,
kicked the bucket.
The bucket knocked over a lantern, which was kerosene fueled. And I guess, you know, kicking a bucket could have a lot of different reasons. That could start a whole other conversation. You know what? I'm going to put it on my list of topics.
Let's do another show, Burn the
place
kick
to the bucket. But there's probably as many definitions of that as, I mean, just like I looked at one website that said this movie, The Bucket List, was released in 2007. Then I found another one that said it was written after somebody read an article in 2013. That just does not compute in my little brain.
No.
I was telling, I email my best friend every morning. And usually after she emails me when she gets to work, and that's just a habit we've done for 20 years. And she always now is asking, you know, she's one of our major Be Unique sponsors, mostly because she supports me mentally, not so much financially. She is right there in my corner. And she was asking, you know, she always wants to know, what's your topic today? So today I was like, well, the topic is the bucket list. And I realized that I never called it a bucket list, but there were always two things in my life that I really wanted to do. And one was visit Spain. Haven't done that yet.
Really?
The other was to become a writer. And I've been writing professionally for many, many years. Eventually, I have an illustrator I'm working with for my children's books. It will take time. Unless she gets some kind of mad inspiration and zips this out quicker than she expects, and she knows how to manage her time, but she's working on this for me. And then I was working last night on one of my books that's a little darker than I typically like to write. I am all over the world. I have novels, I have a script, I have children's books, I have poems, I have some O. Henry style twisty stories, and I have some just downright darkness. But then I've got some very airy fairy spiritual Jesus came to talk to me stories too. A good writer can write more than one genre, and apparently
it's good to be able to express all the different facets of yourself, because a lot of times writers just stick to one little thing, and that's all you ever present.
There's so many colors to my rainbow, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, I think that's my favorite part about running into you and Be Unique is just an amazing amalgamation of energy of all colors and sizes and shapes and bright as can be. So,
yeah.
Pretty cool. This was on my bucket list, and I didn't even know it, joining you guys.
See,
you know?
I have started writing a list called the Unbucket List. Which is basically the things that I have achieved or accomplished or just done that I didn't even know I wanted to do. They're kind of like surprises, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it, but I have a lot of things. Now I don't want to get into manifesting. That's a whole nother story, but our time is almost up. So.
Okay.
I'm going to declare Leslie Hoffman the winner for this week's gift because she's the only person that I saw that interacted with us on Facebook. Haven't had any callers this week, and that's fine. I've had a great time talking with you, and I want to give you the opportunity to answer today's trivia question. What is Robert Van Winkle best known for?
I think he's Kid Rock.
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay.
Kid Rock's not a rapper.
Well, he was when he came out.
Well, maybe briefly.
He tried. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm a white guy, so I guess I would call him rap.
Well, this guy was—he was hardcore rapper. He was not just.
Is it the younger fella? The Eminem.
You think an Eminem?
Yeah.
Nope.
No. Beastie Boys.
Okay.
They were my favorite.
No, okay. Let me go back to the question. Not who is he,
okay,
but what is Robert Van Winkle best known for? He is best known for his famous chart topper, Ice Ice Baby.
Huh.
He's Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, okay.
Yes.
Well,
Vanilla Ice was stabbed 5 times, lost 4 pints of blood, and had a near-death experience. Ice Ice Baby was the first rap song to top the Billboard Hot 100, and that made it very popular. That was around the time of MC Hammer, back in the 80s.
Wow.
And this was not a hint question, but one of the things one of the things that got him, propelled him into attention in the rap community is he used to go to an all-black club and dance. And, you know, they say white men can't jump and white boys can't dance. Well,
yeah,
he was one white boy who became very famous for his dancing.
Oh, very cool.
He could break dance. He could do the I don't know. I am going to get in trouble if I start trying to name all the things he did. He had the moves. He had the moves. And because of that, they let him keep coming back because he drew attention and he got people interested in the club. So eventually he auditioned and got a part playing at the club because most rappers are also DJers or DJs. So he got a gig, and the next thing you know, he got more and more popular. And when he wrote, there's a lot of controversy about his life and about what he did and how he did it. But Ice Ice Baby was the biggest song for a while. Not just the biggest rap song, the biggest song in America. And then
I'm going to go check it out, and so I can. I'll bet I've heard it before.
Yeah, you've never heard Ice Ice Baby?
Not that I know of. You know, I don't know the thing. My thing is, the last about 25 years I was on kind of a different path. I didn't really pay a lot of attention to most movies and new stuff and music and all that. I was kind of still studying.
Cocoon. You've been in a cocoon. And now you're ready to emerge. You're coming out of your cocoon, little butterfly. And
that's what it is.
That's what Be Unique does. It brings people out of their cocoons and teaches things. I mean, this may not be world-shattering news. It may not be as exciting to everybody as the Isle of Sark and a feudal community that still thrives. It is still a feudal community. But it's kind of cool. And our time is way beyond up, and I definitely need to call
Jennifer back to work. Yeah, I know. At least I don't get points in this job I'm doing. I had a job one time, if you're 30 seconds late, you get a point. You get 12 points, you're fired.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No, it was stressful. Hey, see you. I'm so glad that we had our time together today. It's awesome. And we'll see you tonight over at Green Gables.
I'll see you tonight at Green Gables. And everybody
who's
listening,
Monday.
We will be back on Monday. Have a grand weekend. Ooh. And be kind to one another.
Please. And
bye,
contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com. Bye, Mary. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.